Mothers, have you noticed your children saying graces every night at dinner with a smirk upon their faces? Have your daughters started lying? Have they smeared the golden rule? Have your sons been playing hooky from their chosen Sunday school? Fathers, have you read the papers yet today? Have the numbers lately mounted of the young girls gone astray? Have the boys all gone to whiskey? Have the girls said words like darn? And have your sons been smoking grapevine from behind garage or barn? If you've noticed thin as I have of this prevalent moral decay, you should know there's something you can do about this plague today. Oh, let's put God back in the schools. Let's put God back in the schools. The youth of this nation deserves this relation before they're atheistic old fools. And while he's on the way, bring the Bible back to stay before they're atheistic old fools. And once we've prayed and read the good book in classrooms across the land, but now the good Lord has been ousted and he needs our helping hand. Where will he go without our kids to pray to him in school? Well, if he cannot have them there, then they will surely take the pool. First they take him from the books, and then they take him from the coins, and then the Pledge to Allegiance. Then we'll be on the road to ruins, and they will take him so we'll never find him, though we pray and search. Then they'll take him from the Bible, and they'll take him out of church. So let's put God back in the schools, let's put God back in the schools. The youth of this nation deserves its relations, so they won't just stand around and drool. Now San Francisco's gone to Buddha, the Mormons have got Utah, but we'll have God in our schools. So what we need's a legal and a pious resolution. It says we can put our God before the Constitution. We will have him in our school songs, in our textbooks, and our thoughts. And what's more, that's the cheapest that he's ever been bought. So let's put God back in the schools. Let's put God back in the schools. The youth of this nation deserves this relation, so they won't have to stand around and drool. And while he's on the way, bring the Bible back to stay, so they won't be communistic, won't be atheistic, and won't turn out to be homosexuals.